All right, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and every couple months we feature Manhattan Catholic Schools and Flint Hills Christian Schools on our program. Today we have Principal of Manhattan Catholic School, Scott Holsoff, in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
And Flint Hills Christian School Principal, Josh Snyder.
Welcome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you back here. And, well, what's new here going on as far as activities for both of you guys? We'll start, Scott, with you first.
Well, other than defrosting this morning, we're okay. It's pretty chilly this morning. We have a lot of activities going on coming up. I'd like to say that we're going to have preschool open house February 20th from 6 to 7. We have separated it from kindergarten roundup, so we have more interest in preschool and child care. And so we're going to have those nights separate. So if you're interested in our preschool, it's February 20th, which is next week. And go 6 to 7. You'll meet the teachers, child care director, and we'll show everybody what we have going on. Our kindergarten roundup will be March 26th. So put that on your calendar as well.
All right. What about for you, Josh?
Yeah, along the same lines, we actually have our kindergarten roundup as well coming up March 6th from 6 to 7 p.m. And yeah, we're looking forward to just talking to new families about our kindergarten program and what we have to offer. I should mention to our four-year-old program, which we call our pre-kindergarten. And so that's an opportunity for both the pre-kindergarten and kindergarten families to come see what we do at Flint Hills Christian School.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong, it was maybe a week or so ago you had some sort of an open house at Manhattan Catholic School?
We had Catholic Schools Week a couple of weeks ago. It's a celebration of Catholic schools. We had a Mass with Bishop Vinke, and we just had a ton of activities. And it concluded with Family Fun Night, which is kind of a carnival for the kids. I had a blast.
That's what I'm thinking about, because I drove by and I saw a ton of cars out there.
Yes.
And it looked like it was a popular activity.
It was. The kids had a blast.
Well, we have you in here, and as the school year progresses, anything in particular special going on right now in the month of February for you guys?
Yes, we have Chamber of Commerce coffee coming up February 18th. That's next week. So all you chamber members out there, come on in to Manhattan Catholic Schools. We've had a lot of capital improvements, and we're excited to host the coffee and show off our new digs.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to talk about at Flint Hills Christian School, some of our high school students have written a play this year for our drama that's coming up in, I believe it's later on in the spring. So they're actually today is auditions. And so I'm really excited just to mention that our students have actually written the play themselves. And the title of the play is Tea, Trial, and True Love. And it's a comedy and it's hilarious. And we open it up to the public as well. So on our website, we'll have dates and a synopsis of what the play is. So I would encourage listeners to go to FlintHillsChristianSchool.org to learn more about what's going on there. But yeah, we're excited about that. Auditions are today for that, for students. And then Monday, we don't have school in honor of President's Day. And coming up on Thursday, February 27th, I wanted to mention that we've kicked off our parent teacher organization. We call it PAT. So if I ever bring up PAT, it's not a person. It's our parent teacher organization, and the PAT organization for the first time is starting up a Moms in Prayer, which I'm just very excited about. You know, obviously we're a faith-based school. And so the moms are coming in. I don't even know if it's on campus. But anyways, so from 11:30 to 1, they spend time in prayer over students, the events going on, and just bathe it in prayer. So,
all right. Well, and it's, obviously you guys are in a unique position in a faith-based organization for your schools. is this, you mentioned the getting the preschool and the kindergarten ready. Is this a time when it starts to ramp up, when people start thinking, hey, for next year, I want to get my kid enrolled in school there?
Yes, we start registration tomorrow, pre-registration for next year. Preschool and child care is pretty tight in Manhattan, so they get a big head start on trying to choose where they're going to go. That's why we have the roundups for those two grade levels. We do pre-registration at MCS in February. We need to look at our budget and make decisions on the school, and so pre-registration helps us do that.
As far as preschool is concerned, how early can you take your kids there? Is it a certain age there? Or?
Well, Manhattan Catholic Schools, we have a three-year-old two-day program. So we have a Monday, Wednesday session and a Tuesday, Thursday session. And then we have a five-day session for four-year-olds, a morning and afternoon, and a three-day session Monday, Wednesday, Friday for four-year-olds as well.
Okay.
At Flint Hills Christian, we serve students from 4 years old through 12th grade. And we have up to a 5 day program for our 4 year olds, the pre kindergarten. We actually just had an event that we call Discover FHCS for Flint Hills Christian School, and that was a couple weeks ago. We had quite a few new families come in, just checking things out, learning about who we are. So, we opened up the doors to anyone in the community to come check it out and not wonder what mysteries are going on inside our building, but they could come meet the teachers. And we were very thankful for the number of families who were able to show up and just check out what we're doing. Yeah. And so that was kind of the kickoff for our enrollment campaign this spring. So we are right now in open enrollment for new families.
Gotcha. Well, the reason I asked about preschool, I have a vested interest in that. I have a little one that's going to turn three over the summer. So like, I'm curious for myself, but also a lot of folks, childcare is, as you said, pretty tight in Manhattan.
It is.
And having a wonderful option like a faith-based school where you know your child is getting not only they're safe, at the same time, getting a good education as well.
Yeah, we started a summer program last year at Manhattan Catholic Schools after all our construction was done. Little Cardinals summer program. You'll see our buses going around, but we start a week after school's out and end the summer program a week before school starts. So if you're interested in having that enrollment opened in January, and we increased the number from 51 that we could take to 66 this summer, and it's two-thirds full. So if you're interested in a Little Cardinals summer program, contact Rian and Elsa real quick because it's going to fill up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation here with Flint Hills Christian School, Manhattan Catholic Schools. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.